This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Debrief, March 24, 2025. This should be a fun one for us, Malzy, with Pony out today. Good Morning Football on NFL Network. They did a funny segment this morning. I guess they had Seth Rollins, the WWE superstar, join them this morning. So they did a segment comparing NFL players to WWE figures.
Okay.
So you'll like this first one. For Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis on the Eagles defensive line, they did the recently announced Wrestling Hall of Famers, the Natural Disasters.
Earthquake and Typhoon.
As their comparison.
Is Rollins, I mean, a lot of these guys that get into the business are huge nerds for it as kids. There's not a lot of Dave Bautistas who just do it for money. So I assume Rollins is a big, like, history of wrestling nerd.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he came up through like the independent circuit.
So he would be very familiar with the work of one John Tenta.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So I like that one to start with. Was he Earthquake or Typhoon? He was Earthquake.
He was Earthquake.
See, you'd have to make Davis Earthquake here, but I feel like Tenta was the man in that tag team, and therefore you'd want to make Jalen Carter Earthquake, but Davis is bigger.
And then Typhoon was Fred Ottman.
Got news to me on that one.
Well, he had a less successful career than
Tenta was just a legend.
I mean, Tenta was even part of a crew during the Attitude Era. He was with the Oddities.
I would have been so nervous if I were Tenta watching those old like 80s videos of him doing the sit down squash. He would get running hard and go into the ropes. I would have been petrified if I were him that those ropes, as loose as they had him though, were just going to end up breaking. Can you imagine if he just goes hard into the ropes and they snap?
The story with him too. He was sad when they wanted him to
hated
turn
being a
heel.
Bad guy.
He hated being a bad guy loved, because the kids
were afraid of him.
Yeah,
and he wanted loved
to be a fan.
Yeah, he loved
to the
kids. He was apparently like the nicest guy ever. Very sad. Anyway, okay.
Okay, so we have two more. What do we think of this one? Micah Parsons as Rick Rude.
Did they elaborate on why?
They did a little bit. I didn't listen to a ton of it. I more so just saw who they made the comparison to.
I just love the Rick Rude promos where he'd be like, ladies, turn away from all those sloppy like pigs you're standing next to and come feast your eyes on what a real man looks like. You know what my favorite part of that always was, Donnie? Because he came up...
His tights.
Well, no, he straddled the era of like people thought it was legitimate competition and real versus, like, obviously he was in DX.
Yeah.
The airbrush tights were very funny. But when they would have him doing, like, the gyrations, they would cut to the most early 90s looking women in the crowd.
And like
they,
fanning themselves.
Oh, my God, dude. They're swooning. They're swooning like they're at a Frank Sinatra. The woman with her hair blown out, like, she's, like, playing with her blouse while Rick Rude's there. And apparently... apparently he was like the, it was like a Tenta situation. He was reasonably on the straight and narrow kind of outside of wrestling.
I'm guessing the comparison here is that you have a pretty outspoken player, Parsons. I mean, the guy has his own podcast. He loves to get his word out there. He loves to complain.
DeMarcus Lawrence just clobbered him recently about, like, basically stop podcasting and start, like, playing harder.
But at the same time, he does back it up with very good play. He is one of the best defensive players in the
football. I hope it doesn't turn out like Rick Rude's career did in this way. Rick Rude, back injuries, man. He was like another guy who was just... I was not going the direction you thought I was going there, trust me. He had a lot of bad back injuries before his very untimely passing, so I hope we see a guy like Parsons have, you know, your 12-year career or so at least where he's height of his powers.
Also, the only guy to appear on an episode of Raw and WCW.
Which one
Nitro
did he have
the
mustache on, and which one did he not have the mustache on?
No, it was one of them. He had a beard,
and the other one he was clean shaven. Well, it'd have to be Raw that he had the beard then.
Yes, because it wasn't live back then.
Oh, man. Kids today will not understand. Now they've got, like, Kabali writing it up on the website. They've got it streaming on Netflix. I mean, the tape versus live, it basically decided the Monday Night Wars, Don.
It really did.
This is really just an excuse for you to talk wrestling in the debrief, and I appreciate it.
I thought it was, when I saw it pop up across the timeline, I thought it would be a funny one.
It's definitely
one to bring
up. When dad's away, the kids will play, or like a substitute teacher situation here, and I respect you for it. All right, who's the last one?
The last one I do think you'll enjoy, Vita Vea as Rikishi.
I was just going to say, there's no one else it could be but Rikishi.
He could have been Haku. A little bit too big, though, for Haku.
I thought Rikishi was a guy that if they had probably figured out a way to give him a little more personality. They tried the big heel move with him hitting Austin with the car, and that fell so flat that they basically just shoehorned Triple H into it, is what I read. Like, they stapled that on when they realized it was not going well.
He got thrown off the cell by Undertaker.
I'm right about that, though, right? Like, they thought Rikishi was just really going to be the driver, and then the feud was going so poorly that they had to just, like, make Triple H the mastermind so that they could get something out of it. That's what I heard years ago.
Yeah, they thought it was...
because it was just bombing.
Yeah.
He was a dude I wouldn't have mind seeing wear the strap once. Get a decent title run in the early 2000s of a couple of months.
He was the guy, he couldn't quite crack through that Top Gear. Like, he was a trusty.
He was an upper mid-card guy. He was an Intercontinental Champion type guy. That was his ceiling.
Yeah, a very fun tag team that he had with.
Wasn't Rick Root kind of a classic Intercontinental title type guy? Like, never really was going to get, like, he was never going to be a threat to win the big strap?
Yeah, his era was a little bit different, though. I mean, think of how many, like, notables you can think of, and there's so many that never had the big belt because it was always Hogan.
That's not going to work for me, brother.
Yeah,
Rude was also, by the way, a legitimate tough guy who just beat Ultimate Warrior's ass backstage because Warrior tried to, like, mess with him in the ring and worked really, like,
that guy was stiff as a board, they said.
Yeah, but he apparently just, like, warned him once and Warrior just kept doing it. He just laid him out. Warrior's going to be, I know I'm speaking ill of the dead here, but who cares? He was a psycho. One of the worst guys ever in wrestling. Truly.
Yeah, he was not a favorite amongst the boys.
I mean, just a complete clown. The only thing I respect is that he basically had the guts to go to McMahon and just demand insane contract stuff that most people would never have the gumption to ask for, and he would get it.
And one of the few to go over on Hogan in the biggest moment.
Yeah, what does that say about him? Hogan must... I'll do what's good for business, brother.
He was really twisting that Hogan arm.
I respect this Donnie Football debrief, which was completely about pro wrestling. I do. I respect you for it. Thank you. I enjoyed that.